We're delighted to have with us right now somebody who has been a regular guest on our show throughout, not only this past year, but many years, and that is Mr. Richard Steenan, who is a vice president, who is a president, rather, and the leader over at IT Harvest and has been a commentator on security, national and international security online for many, many years. Richard, thank you for joining us here at the beginning of 2016.
It's a pleasure, Foster. Happy New Year.
Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Boy, we ended in security, we ended the last year on a really sour note, didn't we? Right at the very end.
Yeah, and I've been thinking about the year in review for 2015 a lot. And it is definitely the year that, okay, we're well done being surprised by the levels of breaches that occur. But that the types of, attack methodologies that have been used have been fairly unsophisticated. It came home when I was at a dinner event with Andy Osment, who's the Assistant Secretary for Cybersecurity at DHS, Department of Homeland Security.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that they had responded to over 1,000 incidents, of breaches inside federal government. And out of 1,000, only a handful could he classify as sophisticated. All the rest were merely phishing attacks, right? Mm-hmm. People send you an email, you click on something or you download something, and you're breached. And I think my prediction for 2016 is that as people get better at fending off these simplistic attacks, we're going to see these sophisticated attacks that, go beyond just sending somebody a link or getting them to download something, and start using some of, the methodologies that are possible. And one in particular, I call autonomous attacks, and that you won't have any opportunity to look at what's called the cyber kill chain, the reconnaissance phase, weaponization phase. The stuff will just come in and get what it needs and leave, very much like Stuxnet did. So we've seen through Stuxnet what it looks like. Nobody's had to invest the millions of dollars that it took to, craft and architect Stuxnet.
Mm-hmm.
But for some targets, the defense industrial base, major governments, major manufacturers or huge databases of financial information, it'll be worth investing that much, and we'll start to see evidence of that kind of attack in 2016.
Richard, I agree with you that the autonomous attacks are going to step up, and we saw that with Stuxnet and a few others. I'm unsure if we're going to see less of those simplistic attacks that you mentioned. Our main weakness still is our own employee base.
Yes.
And it's remarkable they're still responding to phishing attacks, to email that comes into them. They think it's their boss that says, please go do this, please send a check here.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still way too many people that are falling for it. In the industry-wide, when IT security does an exercise to try to help employees become aware, 25% to 26% of the employee base that gets these phishing attacks actually knows that they're a phishing attack. Everybody else is responding.
Ouch!
And I don't see that changing. Do you, Richard?
Oh, not at all. So that's the interesting thing about being in this business is the attacks never die off and get replaced by a new methodology. The new methodologies get layered on what's already there.
Yep.
So they'll continue to be those. But Gary, I'm not one who says our problem is the employees. There's a technology solution for phishing attacks, right? The problem is that we allow employees to open links without ever inspecting them. And the technology is completely there. Many, many different solutions available that will prevent you from just opening and downloading things. And it'll check them first. It'll throw them up into the cloud, detonate them mm-hmm. in a virtual environment, extract them, see if they're malicious before they're in. It's just that most organizations just haven't spent the money.
Right. They won't spend the money to stop something like that. And it does create a problem for productivity, right? Because it does take a little longer to do all this.
No, Gary,
close it down. Yep.
Gary, one of your predictions was that this coming year there'd be a lot more money spent on IT. And I'm going to guess, Richard, that would you project ahead that there'll be more money spent in 2016 then on better security?
Yeah, 24%. So we're talking 2015, I set the number at, there was $105 billion spending. So that's essentially another $25 billion on top of that.
Yeah, and it's still not enough, right?
And where will most of it be in this area where you have the employees that you're talking about? That area, will that be mostly there?
That and enhanced privacy protection, so a lot more encryption everywhere.
Ah, okay.
Encryption is a driver because we've seen threat actors now that are attacking our communications. If you have to encrypt communications, data at rest, and it just as we move into that realm of encrypting everything, then you have to protect your keys, your encryption keys, because some sophisticated attackers like the NSA go after keys before they try and decrypt anything, right? So they're going to attempt to steal your keys. And to protect your keys, oh my gosh, you have to do every single thing that the IT security industry and people like Gary have been talking about for 15 years.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I think you're right. I also see a lot more being spent on employee awareness just because of this problem. So training that sometimes doesn't even hit the security budget, but increased security training coming out of the training budget also will help us be a little safer anyway.
And I think training for security should be focused on the IT staff,
because
they're the ones, with their hands on the button.
Yeah.
It's not
easy to understand security.
No, I understand that about the IT, because I've worked for several different companies, and it seems like the security training they give employees is really not to protect the data. It's to point the finger at the employee for termination when the stuff hits the fan.
Yeah.
And so the company's not liable. The employee becomes liable.
Hey, the company's always liable.
By the way, but the company's always liable. Yeah. That's true.
We're talking, by the way, with Richard Steeden, who is chief analyst at IT Harrison, is an expert on security nationally and internationally as well. You are doing now on a regular basis a monthly broadcast about security on the PodcastDetroit.com network with Dan Lorman, who used to be the Michigan
CISO.
Chief Security Officer.
Chief Security Officer of the state of Michigan. He's now independent. You and he are doing a fascinating program, by the way, and we are going to be putting a link to that show in the last show for M Squared TechCast last year. You and he did an excellent job of analyzing last year and looking ahead, and you had much more time to do it than we're going to have today. So I'm going to include that in our notes as well. But one of the things that I heard him say, and I want to check out with you, is, and I've been thinking, I looked at my predictions for last year, and thank God it didn't happen, but I'm wondering if we are going to see a major infrastructure attack this year, where they're going to go after a power grid. They're going to go after, some major, they being whoever, is going to try to make a mark going after one of these major systems.
Well, as you know, it's hard to predict the timing of future events, but I think everything is lined up, and the indicators are there that have, at least in the past, have always turned into attacks, in that we have vulnerable systems that are actually completely mapped by a site called Shodan. And we have reconnaissance attacks against those that are attributed to Russian hackers with two families of malware that seek out control systems. And then all we need is motivation, and boom, we've got an attack. So.
Oh. Perfect, a perfect storm.
I'm thinking back at the end of 2014, you couldn't go through a news broadcast without people talking about smart grid. And then you don't hear anything about it in the last, 13 months, 14 months.
Yeah, even though it's the smart grid itself is, here in Michigan, it's being rolled out.
Mm-hmm.
And, I've gotten offers to somehow access through my TV the power controls on my house and stuff. So it's all there.
I see. Smart grid. I got you. Okay.
Yeah. But smart grid is an endpoint thing. So it's, the controls and monitoring at each location. So, the meter outside your house.
Mm.
I think the threat there is people figure out how to hack them and report, lower usage or something like that.
I'm sorry, just maybe one final closing question. There's lots more to talk about, folks, and I hope that you will stay connected to us and to Richard on his program at podcastdetroit.com on a monthly basis with Dan Lorman. Yep.